Thanks for joining me here in the post game. Just a tough loss, and I thought maybe it felt like tonight that it was one of those nights where maybe a Liberal's length kind of got into your guys' head early on, and just it was tough to recover.
You know, they're athletic. They can jump and they can run, and you know, they were very physical. You know, every time our girls put the ball on the ground, there was a big double team on us. They were very physical. That really played a toll on us in the first half. Second half, we kind of started to figure out how we could break that down just a little bit. So I'm glad that we've learned for the second half, you know, how to handle those things.
And I think you had to be pretty happy about how you were able to kind of drive in and attack them in the first quarter. Did they do something maybe that didn't enable you guys to do that in the second quarter?
I really don't know how it all happened. But, yeah. Well, you know, we just tried to take advantage of the situations as they come, and you know, they put some different people in and mm-hmm. you know, we just attack the right time at the right people. So you know, we just take what we can when we can get it done.
And you guys, I mean, you can't fault the effort tonight. You guys played tough at times, but I just felt like Liberal overall all night, just they rotated so many players, it just felt like they were just coming in waves all over.
You know, they did. They had a huge bench, and they didn't lose much when they put somebody else in. And every single one of them was really physical and strong. And it just wears on us. And it was just a hard game, but it was a good game for us to see the different levels of play and how physical and quick teams can be.
And I could tell as the game went on, you had some of your players trying to learn a little bit more. I know Megan didn't score tonight, but she made some moves that she didn't in the first half. And I thought Mackenzie Metzger got a little confident with her shooting in the second half. And, you know, some of those players that hadn't had a lot of experience and really first big adversity check here tonight, they kind of started, you mentioned a little bit, really started figuring it out.
You know, and that's just going to keep continuing throughout the year. You know, we talked to Megan mm-hmm. that she, when she's in the inside, she's got to really attack the basket, but she also has got to make some nice passes and be strong kicking out. And she really made some nice passes to the outside in the second half and found those openings. Mackenzie, you know, she's just hasn't had any confidence. And tonight, you know, she got a couple drives and some kickouts to her and got some nice shots. And, you know, she's just going to keep improving throughout the year. So, you know, everybody is just going to keep learning and learning the rest of the year.
Well, you have a quick turnaround tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, I guess you could say, 4:00, Garden City. And of course, they're playing Coronado for a second time this year tonight. And that's going to be pretty much the same team that you saw last year.
You know, Garden City is going to, you know, be physical. They're going to play man-to-man against us. So we're going to have to be ready to go hard to the basket. You know, we're going to expect Burke to be strong again on the inside. I just think that we're going to have a strong defensive game and just keep working hard. You know, get the legs back tonight. Three games in a row is hard. So we're just going to have to be mentally prepared.
All right, Lady Beavers fall here tonight, 43-30. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here. And we'll do it one more time this week since we're running out of room this week. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see ya.